This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Concerns about security have created a new demand for companies that collect personal information, and Georgia-based ChoicePoint has jumped at the chance to fill that need. In just 6 years of existence, ChoicePoint has bought more than 40 companies and now holds information on the backgrounds of millions of Americans. ChoicePoint says that information can be used to protect both security and privacy. NPR's Larry Abramson reports that not everyone is convinced that's possible.
Maybe you haven't heard of ChoicePoint, but chances are ChoicePoint has heard of you. If you've applied for insurance, if you've tried to get a job, if you've volunteered in your community. Here's how they learn what they know.
All right, I'm going to work on this computer so you'll have some room there.
ChoicePoint contracts with thousands of researchers like Cindy Long of Fredericksburg, Virginia. Cindy drives around the state paying regular visits to places like the John Marshall Courthouse in Richmond. Here she goes to the public computer terminals and finds out who's been late paying their bills.
This gives the defendant's name, the plaintiff's name, the amount of the judgment. If it was satisfied, it would state down at the bottom. This one is not.
The information is stored on an aging computer system, but Long has to copy out each record by hand onto paper forms she'll send to ChoicePoint. Like most jurisdictions, the city of Richmond does not make it possible to copy the information electronically.
Oh, no, they won't allow that. It'd be nice. So far, we have to do it the old-fashioned way.
Week in and week out, this hand-gathered information is sent back to the mothership in Alpharetta, Georgia, outside Atlanta. That's where ChoicePoint turns all this data into a powerful tool.
Then you would hit OK. It will take you to a screen where you enter data and information.
At company headquarters, ChoicePoint VP Lauren Waits taps on a computer mouse, demonstrating how ChoicePoint puts together background checks for organizations that want to screen volunteers.
This tells you that that Social Security number was validly issued. National criminal file searched, clean, no record found. That's what it's going to say on someone without a criminal history.
And another volunteer would be cleared to serve thanks to ChoicePoint's vast supply of information. ChoicePoint Marketing Director James Lee says there was a time when screening like this would cost hundreds of dollars.
Today, you can do a basic background check that just confirms a person is who they say they are and that they have no criminal history. For less than $25.
Landlords can screen tenants. Employers can find out exactly who they're hiring. Insurance companies can find out what kind of risk you really are. All that power, of course, brings with it awesome responsibility. And James Lee says the company has always been aware of the privacy implications.
Our business model and our policies are all built on respecting the individual's data. It's not ours. It doesn't belong to ChoicePoint. It belongs to the individual whose life is being reviewed or their information is being reviewed. It's theirs.
ChoicePoint has been trying to get that message out that they are the privacy-friendly company, but consumers seldom hear about ChoicePoint except when something goes wrong. For example, 2 years ago, New York attorney Greg Antolino successfully sued ChoicePoint on behalf of a man who tried to get a job at IBM. When IBM ran a background check through ChoicePoint, a criminal conviction showed up, even though the applicant's record was supposed to be clean.
They just hired a third party. They didn't do any investigation. This is all in the trial transcript. They didn't do any investigation into what this party did or how trained they were, and they reported it to the potential employer as true.
Antolino's client won a jury award, but it was overturned. ChoicePoint successfully argued it could not be held responsible for an error in a public record, and they said that IBM chose not to hire the man for other reasons. In the end, the job applicant had to pay court costs. ChoicePoint says the company can't change what's in a government database, even if that information is incorrect. But James Lee says, unlike the government, ChoicePoint actually has an incentive to keep information as accurate as possible, a profit motive.
We won't be in business if we don't treat consumers and their data very sensitively and make these processes as easy and as fast as they can.
Lee says consumers also have to give permission before ChoicePoint screens their information, But consumers don't have much choice when they're trying to get something as basic as homeowners insurance. ChoicePoint runs the Clue database, a record of damage and loss claims that helps determine insurance rates. John Garamendi, insurance commissioner for California, says consumers keep asking him, why are there all these mistakes on my insurance record?
We're getting a lot of complaints, formal complaints coming in, and a lot of informal complaints, particularly from realtors and from homeowners that have been made aware of the problem. Often, consumers simply don't know why they didn't get insurance, why it was not renewed, why the prices went up, so they don't even know that they have a problem.
Many have complained that Clue is full of inaccurate claim information that they have not been able to correct. Garamendi tried to force ChoicePoint and the insurance industry to verify the accuracy of the database. So far, the courts have sided with ChoicePoint. James Lee says insurance companies have supplied incorrect information on rare occasions, but he says ChoicePoint makes it easy as possible to fix those mistakes.
So if the report says you had a dog bite claim on your insurance 3 years ago and you no longer have the dog, you can put that into that report.
But the most serious privacy challenge facing ChoicePoint lies in what it might be doing in its contracts with law enforcement. Lee says that 7,500 different law enforcement agencies buy information about citizens from ChoicePoint, including the FBI. While much of the information is public, the cops cannot normally collect this kind of data without good reason. Chris Hufnagel of the Electronic Privacy Information Center says this amounts to an end run around federal privacy law.
The Privacy Act basically limits federal agencies from collecting information for no reason. They have to have a valid agency purpose. And companies like ChoicePoint or Axiom or Experian can, of course, collect information for any reason and then sell it to almost anyone.
ChoicePoint says the company does require proof of an ongoing investigation before it releases information to law enforcement, and the company conducts audits to make sure information isn't sold to unauthorized users. Lee says these privacy safeguards are part of an information infrastructure his company has been building, and everyone benefits.
So when there is a police investigation, it is available, as opposed to having the public spend those very valuable resources of police officers having to spend time in courthouses and poring over records instead of out actively investigating crimes.
But these assurances have not eased concerns that ChoicePoint's information could be used for open-ended surveillance. Earlier this year, Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon led an effort to kill a Pentagon data mining project known as Total Information Awareness. The goal was to scan databases like ChoicePoint's for information that could point to a terrorist attack. Now, Wyden has proposed legislation to study the use of these databases by government agencies. He says the next step might be regulation.
All we know is that there are scores of these databases, that literally thousands of people in federal agencies have access to all this personal and private information on the American people, and there is no accountability whatsoever.
ChoicePoint has clearly tried hard to meet these suspicions by developing privacy policies. The company has also trumpeted the use of its databases to find missing children and to hunt down the Washington, D.C. snipers. ChoicePoint has even asked privacy groups to come meet and discuss the company's work, but those groups have refused, leaving ChoicePoint to prove its privacy credentials on its own. Larry Abramson, NPR News.